just a tantalising glimpse of Let the Day Begin. The reason why we're not playing all of it is because you're going to hear the whole thing live as the cool headline tonight at Greenbelt, and you'll hear that in round about an hour's time. I've legged it backstage, and Michael Bean and Jim Goodwin from the band enjoying a quick beverage. How are you doing, gentlemen? Okay?
Fine.
Yeah, good to be here.
Been in the country long?
Just came in day before yesterday.
Oh, well, you've hit the good weather. It's good to see you. I suppose the film-going audience in this country, Michael, might be aware of your work. You appeared as the Apostle John in The Last Temptation of Christ, which got a slightly controversial reputation. How did you get involved with that?
That was Martin Scorsese, the director. The Call was his favorite band.
Really?
Yeah, and he came and saw us play when we played in New York City, and he came up and asked me if I was interested in being in this movie, and I'd read the book when I was in high school, and I really loved the book, and Scorsese was my favorite director, so it was just something I couldn't refuse. You know?
See, a lot of people said that the movie was blasphemous. Do you agree with that? I mean, you're playing at a Christian festival.
No, it was just a different interpretation, you know, it was a fictional interpretation to prove a point. It was like 2,000 years ago, you know, the disciples and the people that wrote the Bible had the task of convincing everyone that this man that everyone had known about historically, you know, was God, and which is quite a big order. And 2,000 years later, that has gotten lost in the, you know, that people think of God and Jesus and all this as this distant figure, you know, unapproachable, and that he wasn't a man, superhuman. Portrayed as being superhuman, a superman, and the movie was to get back that he was also a human being and went through what we go through. And so it was an exaggeration to prove that point.
You've done some work for the new album. The new album's ready. I've been listening to sneak copies, and hopefully it's going to be out in this country in a few months' time. Is it going to be a change of direction from Let the Day Begin? I know you've done some work with Bono, for example. Tell us about that.
When we did Let the Day Begin, we came into the studio with all our amplifiers, no headphones, a PA system, and played it loud just as though it would be live. And we didn't want to do that again, so we went in and set up in the corner of a studio, and we wanted this album to sound the way it would sound if we came and played for you in your living room as opposed to in a big concert stage. That was the approach.
I must ask you, how did the work with Bono come about?
Oh,
how did that happen?
Well, that was really, he was there. He had arrived in town to do some work with T-Bone Burnett, who was helping out on our album, and Bono needed some people to play a demo that he was recording for Willie Nelson. He was doing a country thing, and Michael and I, being accomplished country musicians, said we'd be glad to do that. And you know, it was a lot of fun, and it was exciting to work with Bono, and he was really nice, really, you know, easygoing guy. And we had a real good time, and then Michael was playing him the song What's Happened to You, and he just said, would you like to sing on it? And he said, sure, I'd love to.
Jim and Michael, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We're going to play that track actually now, which we've nicked. Well, it's all very legal, really. But this is actually the first time you'll have had a chance to hear this. What's Happened to You, the Call, with a little bit of Bono on backing vocals. Gentlemen, thank you, and all the best for tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
To hang your head down, you wouldn't look in my eyes. Did you see some great visions? Did you finally break through? Did you shake the foundations? What's happened to you?
La 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 la.
What's happened to you? Used to look so tired. Now there's a spring in your step, and your words are on fire. Did you hear some great secret? Did the words ring a truth? Did you rise from the ashes? What's happened to you?
Where the four winds meet, the world is so still. The waves are not pounding, and the hungry are filled.
still. Our shadows have crossed here where the sun touched the ground. We gather to sing it. What a beautiful sound.
They're singing
la 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 la.
Festival. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. Now let me introduce you to one of America's hottest bands. Would you welcome, please, The Call?
Along. years for people like us in places like this. We need all the we'll be right back.
find a better way. You may find the reason for it all. Say you walked on holy ground. Say you heard the sweetest sound of all. But you find out that you never really cared. And you find out that you have no love to share at all. So you challenge everyone you meet, crying out to fill a void in you. What are you running from, my love? What's this thing you're guilty of? Follow me and never feel accused. But you never do believe a word I say. And you never did believe there'd be a day. Trying to hold this image of respect. If someone tells you when and where to go, then all the time you never really show your feelings. So you run and you run and you run, you never stop.
Run, run, run.
And you work and you work and you work until you drop. Yeah, you're in over your head and the pressure just don't.
Until you drop,
you're in over your head.
feel the need. The coldness of the night, the coldness in my room, the heat from my body. It's like I'm burning up inside. Face it or deny the battle I'm losing. But life don't end, love don't end. I feel me jealousy. It's an old time curse, but oh, what's worse? Now I feel bitter. It tears friends apart, and envy plays its part, and now I feel weaker. Yeah, but life don't end.
Thank you. Tomorrow morning, 6:30. Good night.